Thanks for being with us here on The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. 22 days after Hurricane Maria made landfall, life for many people in Puerto Rico is still grim. Only about 10% of the island has power now. 63% of the island has water access, which is an improvement. But what about access to food?
I spoke with one of my cousins in Puerto Rico this morning. She basically was telling me that she was really concerned that whenever she goes to a grocery store somewhere in Puerto Rico, she lives in Caguas, it basically looks empty. It looks like they haven't received their inventory. So at the time, they just buy whatever they can find.
That's Nicole Acevedo, a Puerto Rican native whose family is in Puerto Rico. She's been updating us here on The Takeaway for several weeks, and she talked to us yesterday. Federal authorities and relief groups are delivering emergency meals to the island, but according to reporting by The Guardian, FEMA and its partners are only providing an estimated 200,000 meals a day for the needs of more than 2 million people. Columnist Richard Wolf reported from Puerto Rico on the food shortages for The Guardian U.S., and he joins me now from San Juan. Richard Wolf, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Richard, you report this shocking number that I mentioned, 200,000 meals a day to meet the needs of 2 million people, and quote an official saying, we are 1.8 million meals short. How did this happen?
What we've seen post-Maria is frankly a man-made disaster. The response 3 weeks on from the hurricane in terms of not getting food but getting meals to people has been just chaotic and inadequate by the federal government's own numbers. Now, 2 million meals a day is actually only one meal a day for 2 million people, and most people don't live off one meal a day. So the meals are not getting there. The food, there is food on the island, but the meals that are getting to people are in the 200,000 range are frankly military meals. And you know, that might be fine for a frontline troop in a war zone, but you cannot keep a civilian population eating these very heavy meals for any length of time.
Now, contrast meals with food. You said there is food on the island. We don't want to suggest that if they're 1.8 million meals short, that there's that many people malnourished or starving.
Well, people are hungry. I mean, I've met people who've said that they're chewing on roots and drinking rainwater. So, you know, there's food on the island, but to get that food, you need to go to a supermarket. That means you need to have cash. The economy has seized up. The ATMs don't work because there's no electricity. So there may be food on the island, but you can't turn that into meals. And when the food agencies distribute in very limited fashion, and remember, 200,000 of a 2 million meal target is just 10% of the need. But when they distribute food, it's uncooked. So, and there's no point in giving people uncooked rice, because even if they have, say, a propane gas tank, they don't have water to cook the rice. If they have any water at all, they're using it to drink. And like I said, a lot of people are using rainwater. So cooking is exceptionally difficult. Buying food is exceptionally difficult. This is a humanitarian crisis facing American citizens. And by the federal government's own numbers, they are not meeting the needs, the basic fundamental human needs, 3 weeks on after the hurricane.
Richard, the president tweets today, and I'm quoting, we cannot keep FEMA, the military and first responders who've been amazing under the most difficult circumstances, in Puerto Rico forever. The president seems to be suggesting that this operation may need to wind down. You're reporting a food crisis. What are officials on the ground saying?
They'll think it needs to ramp up. For a start, everyone knows that FEMA is hampered by massive bureaucracy and red tape. It cannot move quick enough to get the food crisis met. It wants to go through bidding process, you know, to get contracts for NGOs. It takes weeks and weeks to do that. Meanwhile, people are going hungry. So there really is, there's a need to ramp up, not ramp down. It's not clear from the president's public comments and from his visit that he truly appreciates the scale of this challenge. You know, people talk about water, people having access to water, but if you are living high up and there are no pumps working because there's no electricity, then having water available, it doesn't mean to say you can get water. So the statistics don't tell the story. This is like Katrina, but 100 times worse, facing a vastly bigger population of Americans.
Richard Wolf, you also report that there's a contract to provide cooked meals, not military meals, but regular cooked meals. Chef Jose Andres, who many people have heard of, his company contracted to provide 20,000 meals a day, but that this contract is soon to expire. What's going to happen?
Well, it actually has now expired since publishing the story. It's actually not a company. It's an NGO. It's a network of chefs. They're working with local chefs. Remember, these places are there. The local businesses are closed. There are no people, you know, going to a convention center or an arena. So these facilities are available. People aren't getting paid. So they're volunteering their time. And the contract has ended. It's only 20,000 meals that FEMA wanted, even though there's a much bigger need. And as the contract ends, he's looking for private donations. But in all likelihood, he'll have to wind things up as well, because FEMA cannot respond to this crisis, whether it's through incompetence or sheer inertia. It doesn't have the capacity to get 2 million meals out every day for 3.5 million people.
Shortages of water remain in Puerto Rico weeks after Hurricane Maria, and emergency meals going to the island, not nearly enough. Richard Wolf reports that people are hungry in Puerto Rico. Richard Wolf with The Guardian, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
We reached out to FEMA officials to talk to us about food availability in Puerto Rico. We didn't receive a reply.